huge.
Okay, but those cabbages?
Are large.
Okay. Then if you have some beans and you want to get them out of their pods by hand, you have to?
Shell them.
Okay.
You shell beans, Mike, you shell peas.
Okay, what do you do with beans?
Snap them.
Okay.
Ever take beans out of their little God-given jackets.
Okay. You need to get that? The little beans that are kind of green and they're kind of flat, like
butter
that.
Beans.
Call them butter beans. Then there's a little bit larger kind.
Lima beans.
Lima beans. Okay. And what if they're a yellowish color?
I don't know what he called.
Okay. Butter beans and lima beans. Some people make a distinction between the color.
A lot of times people, Mama especially, calls lima beans Ford hooks. I don't know why.
Hmm?
Mama calls lima beans Ford hooks.
Ford hooks. Okay. Yeah.
Must be a type of worm, I don't know.
What about, you say there's a kind of bean you snap. You call them snap beans?
Snap beans. Or pole beans.
Pole beans. Uh-huh. And then are there any other names for those?
String beans.
String beans. You ever call them green beans?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. Then if you take tops of turnips and cook them, you call that?
Turnip greens.
Turnip greens. And what other kinds of greens do you use besides turnip tops?
Collards.
Collards. What else?
Turnip greens, spinach. That's
all of them. Okay. You ever call that anything else? If you mix up a batch of that?
Mix up a batch of turnips. No.
Okay. You ever call it salad? Ever hear it called that?
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the Pope Annie salad or whatever that is?
Well, that's something else, too.
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay. Okay.
Are you saying, I never have known how that's spelled. Is it S-A-L?
I think you can spell it. It seems to be a non-literary term, so you can only spell it any way you feel like.
Are you saying salad?
Yeah, uh-huh. That's what people often call it.
No.
No. Okay. But the stuff you normally put in salad is what?
Lettuce.
Okay. And if you have more than one, you say you have two?
Heads of lettuce.
Okay. Let me see. If you have you ever heard that phrase used in relation to animals? Two or three? In relation to cattle?
Yeah, everybody says, how many heads of cattle do you have?
Would you say heads of cattle or would you say head of cattle?
I'd say heads of cattle.
Okay.
Head of cattle, yeah.
You would use head for cattle?
Yeah, I think so.
What about children? Have you ever used it for children? Or heard it used for in relation to children? Two-headed children?
No.
Never even heard it?
No.
Okay. What about a word like passel? Have you ever heard that used?
Passel of children, yeah.
You've heard that?
Yeah.
In relation to children?
Yeah.
What about in relation to animals?
Yeah.
Okay. Then there's the kind of corn they eat on the cob. What do you call that?
Corn on the cob.
Can you eat any kind of corn like that? Or does it have to be a special?
It has to be young.
It has to be young?
Uh-huh. Most people like yellow.
Okay. Then the kind of corn that you feed to cattle is?
I don't know what you feed.
Okay. But the kind of corn that people eat, do you have any special?
Sweet corn.
Sweet corn.
Uh-huh.
You ever hear that called anything else? Roasting ears?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, I've heard it called that. I've never.
But you don't use
no.
it yourself. Okay. Corn growing in a field, the top part of the
tassel.
You call that tassel. Okay. And then melons. What kind of melons do you have?
Watermelon.
Watermelon. And what other kind?
Cantaloupe, honeydew.